So, Jenna, about the investor's offer, it's tempting, right? I mean, $50,000 could finally replace that rickety oven we've got and even revamp the outdoor seating. We've been struggling since the food festival debacle on August 15th, but have you thought about what we're giving up here? I kind of like the freedom, you know? Our place, our rules. Handing over like 30% control feels like a big shift.
Yeah, it's a lot to consider. The cash would definitely help, especially with the oven situation and the patio upgrade. But there's more at stake than just finances. I mean, what about our menu? If he steps in, we might have to compromise on the creativity we've built it around, especially those Tuesday tapas specials.
I'm just worried about giving up control.
Well, the thing is, he wants 30% control. I mean, this was supposed to be our little thing, right? Built from scratch with our own hands. And with someone else's say over the menu decisions, we might end up serving those generic dishes, like stuff from that chain down on Fifth Avenue. We'd lose some of that unique charm we have, wouldn't we? Plus, there's the cultural nights we do every Thursday. Will they still fit?
Yeah, that's definitely something. But didn't he also offer marketing support? Like getting us featured in that local magazine, The City Bites? That could pull in some new faces, especially since our usual crowd kind of dropped off after the festival.
He did. The magazine spread could be huge for us, definitely. But what if the investor starts imposing changes we hate? Our identity could shift without us even realizing it. And about the cultural nights, it's this personal touch I'm afraid we'll lose. I mean, will people come if we start changing? That's been a Thursday night staple for what, 18 months now?
And let's not forget about the rent hike coming in January, another 15% increase. We're already paying $2,500 a month. It's gonna be brutal.
True, the landlord's bumping it up by 15%, which is another reason to consider this money seriously. But change too much, and we risk alienating our loyal regulars. They come for the personal touch, not a polished brand. What if we lose them?
Sounds risky.
Exactly. It's a double-edged situation, if you ask me. Even with the money, we're stepping into unknown territory. Like that story you told me about Bistro Central down by Union Square? They took on an investor, changed everything, and lost a chunk of their regulars over a 6-month period.
I guess we've put so much into making this place ours, and suddenly the thought of,
Changing it.
yeah, changing it bothers me. But we're kind of in a bind here. The bank loan didn't come through last month on September 10th, remember? And if business doesn't pick up soon, we'll struggle to keep the doors open by March. That's not something I want to face. I can't imagine seeing this place shuttered.
I get that.
I just wish there was a way to keep control and solve our financial issues. It's like trying to juggle too many things. What if there's a compromise? Keeping our vision intact while accepting some help.
Maybe if we negotiate, we could secure the funds without releasing so much control. But with Mr. Donovan, he's a hard-nosed negotiator. The last time we met on October 2nd, he was adamant about having a say in operations. We could suggest a smaller percentage, though. It's not impossible, but he might balk. Maybe he'd agree to a quieter role.
Worth a shot, I suppose.
We have to at least try. A revised offer might bridge the gaps. And maybe we could include a clause about cultural nights, keeping them untouched. That might help us convince him. He mentioned liking that idea of local authenticity or something, didn't he?
All right, let's think it through. Maybe present a counter offer and see how it goes. We just need to be careful not to lose what makes us special. It's our little nook in the city, you know?
Exactly my point.
We'll need to be united on this. Be firm but fair. I think we can do it. What's your gut telling you? Can we balance it without compromising too much of who we are?
My gut's torn, honestly. But we have to do something. Maybe a small percentage and a trial period of sorts, like 6 months, to see how it goes. It's not perfect, but we need to act.